Prestonwood. We are ready for an incredible day of worship. We've got nearly 30 candidates coming to follow the Lord Jesus in believers' baptism. This is Gianna Simon.
This is George Simon.
This is Julia Simon.
Gianna, George, and Julia, we baptize you this morning based on your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Good job, George. Good job, George. Straight ahead, buddy. All right, Miss Madison, you go right there. Come here, Vance. My man.
Cross your arms. Face right here. This is Madison Surgener.
This is Vance Griswold.
This is Nicholas Gray.
Madison, Vance, and Nicholas, because of your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and in obedience to Christ's command, it brings us joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Emmy Pruitt.
This is Carter Boverman.
This is Lynette Murph.
Emmy, Carter, and Lynette, because of your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and in obedience to Christ's command, it brings us joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Good job, man. It's my boy, Ryan.
Cross your arms. This is Ryan Masso.
This is Haven McElhaney.
This is Nicholas Camp.
Ryan, Haven, and Nicholas, because of your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and in obedience to Christ's command, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is exciting, I'm telling you. This is Tava Liggett.
This is Phoebe Evans.
This is Hunter Liggett.
Tavia, Phoebe, and Hunter, because of your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and obedience to Christ's command, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right. This is Jesse Lopez.
This is Collins Michael.
This is Braden Murph.
Jesse, Collins, and Braden, because of your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and in obedience to Christ's command, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Jay Wales. God bless you, Jay.
All right, Tanner. This is Tanner Henson.
This is Jade Reyes.
This is Kara Zhang.
Tanner, Jade, and Kara, because of your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and in obedience to Christ's command, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
God bless you, Jade. Right these words, God bless you.
Right here, go behind them.
Hi, Della Flanders.
Hi, Della.
Here, go back real quick. Come here, Lena. They want to go together.
Okay.
Ava.
Sorry.
We've got four sisters, the Flanders, getting baptized today. Two twins and two older sisters. This is Ava Flanders.
This is Bella Flanders.
And this is Becca Flanders.
Ava, Becca, and Bella, because of your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and in obedience to Christ's command, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here, send her up here. This is the final Flanders of the day. This is Maggie Flanders.
This is Julian Morrell.
And this is Lena Restrepo.
Maggie, Gina, and
Lena.
Lena, we baptize you this morning because of your public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and in obedience to Christ's command. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life.
Oh, come on, church family. Let's celebrate that. Isn't that incredible? So good to see so many coming to faith. Welcome to Prestonwood Worship today. If you're our guest today, we especially want to welcome you. You picked a great day to be here. Let me tell you that. We had church in the first service, and it's going to be incredible. And if you're joining us online, you know, 40 nations around the world join us every single week, and we are so glad that you are with us. We welcome you from right here in Plano, Texas. But today, in the house, we have gospel legend, 15-time Grammy winning, 28-time Stellar Award winning, 23-time Dove Award winning, and the list goes on and on and on. I want you to give a warm Prestonwood welcome. Get up on your feet. Miss Cece Winans is in the house today, and she's going to be leading us in worship.
Bye. this place. We welcome you into our hearts. You are the King of glory. Strong and mighty. Do I have any worshipers here this afternoon? Hallelujah, this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we wait? King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Come on, everybody, sing with us. Yes, the word. afternoon, everybody. Good morning. I keep trying to make it later. God is so good. I'm so honored to be here. It's been a long time. I give honor to your wonderful pastor. He's looking really good. Praise God. God is faithful. It's been a long time. But you know, God is, he's faithful. And you know what? He's faithful to every generation. God is good. Let's sing and worship goodness of God. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice.
Yes, God.
You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have the goodness of God.
Hey.
So all my life you have been faithful.
If that's your testimony this morning, sing it with us.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
oh,
Thank you, Cece. Nobody can sing like Cece. I'm just telling you that. Thank you. And friends and choir. Go ahead and take a seat. And our God is faithful. He's good all the time. And all the time, God is. Yes, He is. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, to me. And He's faithful to you. In just a few moments, Cece's going to be back and we're going to sing and then we're going to pray. And God just moved in a powerful way in a time of prayer, the earlier service. And I'm expecting God to move again in our hearts as we pray together, as we praise Him together. I love that song. Most every morning, I grab my first cup of coffee and say, Alexa, play the goodness of God. And I think from now on, though, I'm going to say, Alexa, play Cece Winan singing the goodness of God. That's, yeah, so good. But what a way to welcome the day, just to remind yourself of His grace, His goodness, His mercy every morning. We get to do it again every day to live for His glory. And I love that line in the song which says, I give you everything. My heart's laid out. My heart's laid down, surrendered now. I give you everything. And this is a time of the service just to reflect on our opportunity to give our lives back as stewards of all that He has provided for us. Thank you for your giving, Preston Wood. And we are a giving church. We are giving to people in our community and around the world. And we brought you a little video today led by David Shivers, who is our pastor over global missions and local outreach and evangelism. And in fact, this is kind of David's deal today, baptizing and then this great video. I just want you to see. Sometimes I don't think we show it enough, share it enough. I mean, God knows. But I want you to know that when you give, you're investing in what matters the most. Eternal lives, eternal souls that we're going after in Jesus' name. So watch the screen, and then Cece will be back.
I'm David Shivers, and I've had the privilege of serving at Prestonwood nearly 20 years, most recently in the role of global and local outreach. As you know, our church is deeply committed to fulfilling the Great Commission. Our global strategy focuses on impacting our communities, our country, and the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The hand of Prestonwood provides help and hope for those in need across North Texas, from suburban neighborhoods to urban communities, including both church planting and revitalization through our Prestonwood Network, a partnership of over 150 churches nationwide. Our Great Commission work extends internationally to strategic partnerships on 5 different continents. The hand of Jesus through Prestonwood is evident as we seek to strengthen the church where it exists currently and to establish it where it does not. Locally, God is moving in powerful ways through our Prestonwood Sports organization. The mission of PSO is to introduce Jesus to as many people as possible through the vehicle of sports and fitness. Every weekend, our campus is flooded with both churched and unchurched families. You could say the fields are ripe for harvest. And by providing a quality sports program, we are able to share the gospel and disciple families who might otherwise not attend church. Currently, our youth leagues are at capacity, which is why we are so excited about the Joe Perry Sports Complex coming in the spring of 2022. These new facilities and upgrades will expand our reach and enable us to compete with youth leagues in our area. Surely, our greatest days are ahead. We'd love for you to take part in these mission opportunities. Visit PrestonwoodMissions.org or PSOSports.com to learn more. As we seek to fulfill the Great Commission, pray with us the prayer of Jabez from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, that God would bless us and continue to enlarge our territory, and that His hand would be upon us until the whole world hears.
God is so good. Come on, put those hands together and give Him praise. Anybody believing for a miracle today? know we serve a God who specializes in the impossible. They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power.
Believe.
doesn't matter what it looks like. I'm standing on your word. Hey.
God, we believe for it.
I've been waiting a long time, but I still believe. God, we
believe for it.
God, we believe for it.
God, we believe.
Our faith, we're going to have prayer time right now. Pastor's going to come back up and let's believe for the miraculous.
Bow your heads, please. Yeah. Just a moment. Pray with me, please. Every head bowed. The Spirit of God is in this place. He inhabits the praises of His people. Lord, we welcome You. Be exalted in our lives. Be praised. Lord, even through our pain and our struggles and our suffering. Some of you walked into this room and you desperately need the hand of God to move in your life. God's hand moves when we pray in faith, believing. God works in response to believing, when God's people believe His word and act on it. In fact, the scripture says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so God's word, God's spirit is speaking to you today. God is the rewarder of those who by faith diligently seek Him. So today, if you need a miracle, you need a miracle. Just this past week up at our North Campus, a young lady by the name of Michaela Noble, she went to beach camp with us this past summer. She gave her life to Christ. We baptized her. Wonderful girl. This past week, because she's a cheerleader at Prosper High School, she had a terrible accident in preparing for their event, and Michaela's spinal cord is severely injured. She's paralyzed at this point. It's brokenness and hurt and pain. But you know, our students up at our North Campus, they rallied together and prayed and went to the parking lot of that hospital, and they're praying, and they're still praying. And we're praying as a church, and I would ask that you pray for Michaela. But we want to pray for you. The Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Some are sick physically. You need healing. You need God to heal your body. A cancer diagnosis, or diabetes, or heart disease, or just illness, maybe COVID, of a family member or a friend. So much sickness and suffering in the world, physical. For others, you're broken emotionally. Battling anxiety and depression and fear and loneliness. You need a miracle in your life. You need the hand of God to move in the storm and to bring you peace. We want to pray for you. Maybe it's financial or it's a career issue. Your dreams have, you've lost your dreams. You wanted to start that business and you started it now. You don't know if it's going to make it, or maybe you just don't know how you're going to pay the rent or pay the bills. But God, you know, God will provide. God is faithful. We sang about it. God is good. But you need God's provision. We want to pray for you. You need God's help in times like these. Maybe you got kids that are breaking your heart. They're going the wrong direction. Grandkids. You want to pray for your grandkids. Can we come to Jesus for someone else? Sure you can. So many people came to Jesus in the New Testament praying for someone else. And so maybe it's your kids or your family. Maybe it's your marriage, it's relationships. You need prayer. It's going to take a miracle to restore your marriage and your home and your family. But God specializes in miracles. I'm going to ask you to activate your faith. You can stay right where you are. and pray. You can pray on your own at your house. But the Bible says my house should be called a house of prayer. This is a place where people pray. And when we unite our prayers together, God moves. And I want to encourage you to activate your faith, to move forward and stand here with me. I'm going to gather everyone who wants to pray, and we're going to pray together as a group. But I'm simply going to ask that if you need prayer, if you need a miracle, if you need the hand of God to move in your life in some way, God brought you here for this right now. So as we continue just to worship the Lord, I'm going to ask that you step to the nearest aisle and come forward and join me here for prayer right now. Come on. Come on. Believe for it. Trust God. My God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in Jesus Christ. Come on. Amen. Amen. You can kneel, you can stand, but come and be a part of this. Somebody you know needs to know Jesus. They're lost, broken, headed for judgment and hell without Christ. Come and believe for them. Pray for them. Call their name before the Lord and ask for their salvation. Come on. Just, if you would just gather a little closer, all of you in the aisles, and as best you can, come as close as you can. Addiction. You're in bondage. You're in addiction. You wonder if God can break that chain. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Jesus can break the chains of addiction in your life. I've seen it happen. Bitterness and unforgiveness. You don't know if you could ever let it go. Somebody hurt you. Somebody abused you. There's so much anger inside. God can heal you of the hurt, of any hurt. Come on. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. All over this room, Lord, we do trust you. We believe. Because we know you, we love you, and we worship you, and we praise you. Our hearts are moved so deeply just by your love that never lets us go. And even in the midst of pain and problems and struggles and suffering, even in the face of death, Lord, that you give us hope. And yes, you do miracles. You're the mountain mover. You're the way maker. You're the chain breaker. You're the prison shaker. There's nothing that you cannot do. God, you can do anything but fail. And you've been so faithful to us. So God, one more time, we call upon your name, the name of Jesus. And we pray for healing, for health, for hope, for wholeness. Deliver people from the bondage of sin and addiction, from the power of illness and sickness. And Lord, help people to know that they are free in you and experience the fullness of your blessing today. Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Use us for your glory. Lord, for that child that's far from you, we pray for them. For that grandchild, Lord, we call their names to you. Lord, you know their names. For that marriage that is falling apart, put the pieces back together, Lord. Do what only you can do. Restore that marriage and heal that home and bring that family back together again. Lord, we do believe. And we don't doubt in the dark what you've shown us in the light. We don't trade what we know for what we don't know. Lord, we know you love us. We know you want the best for us. We know that you can do and perform the miracle that we need in our lives. So I just pray for these. Thank you that you brought them here for their faith in you. Help them to believe those promises. Help them to never give up and to never let go in trusting and believing in you. Help them just to be filled with your peace that passes understanding. Give them hope. Not just hype, Lord, but hope in you. And the certainty. And then, Lord, we look forward to the day when we stand before you complete. And so, Lord, until that day, we promise you that we will live for you and love you and serve you and follow you. Let us be your church, O God. Let us be a people of prayer. Let this place be a house of prayer. And we thank you in advance for the victory in your name. Because we know for those who are facing satanic attack and demonic influence in their lives, God, Satan, be bound in the name of Jesus. For they overcame him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not life unto death. Satan, you are not welcome in this place or in our lives or in our homes. We bind you in Jesus' name. So there's victory in Jesus, Lord. We believe and it's done. May it be done in your great name. Amen and amen. Amen. Go ahead and return to your seats. Let's keep worshiping. Come on, CD. Come on, choir. Come on, let's sing it again. Sing it again. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Romans chapter 8, and I want to speak to you for just a few moments. I realize what time it is. You know what time it is? It's God's time. That's what time it is. That's whose time we're on. And I've got a message that, for the most part, I'll deliver over the next couple of weeks in Romans 8. But for just a moment, coming out of this time of prayer, this season of prayer for our church and for our nation and our world, we have dedicated September to be a time of focus and fervent prayer. And as we're wrapping up this month, we commit going forward to pray because God hears our prayers. God is able to do more than we could possibly ask, think, or imagine. So we keep praying and we do keep believing because God has given us hope in a broken world. Verse 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed to us." In spite of all the pain, there is great gain in following Christ. Because after the grief and the groans comes the glory. We live in a in a broken world. You know that. If you know anything about the Bible, if you know anything about the world around you, you know this is your worldview. This is how you see the world, that it is broken, that the planet is in pain, that the cosmos is in chaos. And there's so many broken lives around us as a result, not only the global challenges that we face and national problems that we're dealing with, but just those personal problems. A parent who buries a child, or whose child is critically injured. A divorce that rips a family apart. A disease that attacks your body. It's a broken world. And yet the apostle tells us at the outset in verse 18, one of the great verses in the Bible, that the suffering and the pain that we experience in this life, here and now, can't be compared, not even a little bit, to the glory of Christ who is yet to come. Because Jesus is coming again. And when Christ comes again, all the brokenness will be ended. And the kingdom of God will cover the universe, the heavens and the earth, like the waters cover the sea. Christ is coming again. And we're going to be with him forever in heaven, those of us who are living in this hope that is ours in Jesus Christ. This is our hope. This is our healing. Now and the healing that is yet to come. Christ came the first time in grace and humility, but when he comes again, he's coming in great glory. It's called hope, the blessed hope. It's the beautiful hope of the promise of the Word of God that Jesus, who said himself, I am coming again. And when he comes, he's coming for you who know him. And if you know him, even if you pass through the chilly waters of death, he's coming for you. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God? You believe in God? Believe also in me, Jesus said. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again, receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That is glory. It's like the great old hymn which says, glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, when by his grace I shall look at his face. That will be glory for me. There is a greater glory coming when Christ comes again and his kingdom comes with him. He taught us to pray every day, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when we are there, 10 billion years, the pain and the struggle and the tears of this life will be lost in the glory, will be crushed in the glory that is revealed to us, the glory of God. For the creation eagerly waits for the anticipation of God's sons to be revealed. All of heaven is waiting for this revelation of Christ, this redemption of his people, when we stand before him face to face, the sons of God, the children of God, will be in the presence of our Abba Almighty, our Savior and our God. We will be revealed as the children of God. You know, some people you don't think will be there will be there. They will be revealed. Maybe that family member you didn't know, you pray, you didn't know if they were saved or unsaved, where they're going to spend eternity. Won't it be a great joy when the sons of God are revealed and your daddy or your child or your loved one or your friend is there among the children of God? Of course, we know there'll be some people not there that you thought were going to be there. Don't let that be you. Know that you know that Christ is in you. As we learned last time in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Know that you know that Christ is alive in you, that you are saved. Verse 19, for the creation eagerly waits with anticipation for God's Son to be revealed. For the creation was subject to futility. That's a word which means empty, vain, futile. It doesn't matter what science can do, what medicine may do. Ultimately, the planet and every person on it and every generation, there's no place we can hide from this virus, this infection of sin that has escaped into the world, and the wages of sin, the consequences are death. And so all of creation is subject to futility. The writer of Ecclesiastes described it when he said, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. And so many people are living in futility and emptiness and brokenness because we live in this broken world. And we all are attacked by the one who would destroy us. Verse 21, that the creation itself will also be set free from the bondage to decay into the glorious freedom of God's children. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together with labor pains until now. Mother Earth is pregnant with pain. But one day, Mother Earth will deliver, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth because Christ will establish it. But until then, we live in a wounded world. And when we look at the suffering and the pain and the tragedy and the trials and the inexplicables and the imponderables and the whys and the whats, sometimes people want to blame God. God, how could you? God, why? Why me? Why this? Why now? We see a terrible accident and we say, God, this just, explain this to me. God is big enough for our questions. We can certainly ask God questions. You've heard me say that in the past. But in the midst of that, don't question God, because people want to blame God when in fact, the problem in the world, the pain in the world, the suffering, all of it, is a result of man's own choice. This is the worldview of the Bible, of Christian faith. The philosophy tries to answer the question of evil and suffering inadequately, can't do it. Ultimately, some choose not to even believe in God, saying things like, how could God, if God exists at all, allow such things to happen? The fact is, questioning God's goodness, questioning God's character, is assuming that I know more than God. Or somehow God knows me and owes me an explanation for everything, which he does not. We are not smarter than God. And God in his wisdom, God in his ultimate eternal knowledge, knows what you're going through and his love. I know this, God loves you. God is great and God is good. Always. The reality is that God made the world that we would live in liberty and freedom. Say, why doesn't God just stop everything? Why doesn't God just end all this evil? Why doesn't he just stop it? I mean, we look around and we see so much sin and so much suffering as a result. The world is groaning and moaning louder, perhaps in our generation, than previous generations. The refugees, the wars, the terrorists, the persecution, the starvation, the human trafficking, the pornography, this culture of death and the killing of babies innocent in their wombs, even voted on by American legislators. The injustices, the mental illness, the broken families. Suffering is common to us all, believers as well as unbelievers. Jesus said, the rain falls upon the just and the unjust. And it appears today, as we look at our world through the lens of Scripture, that we are on our way, we are speeding our way to Armageddon. So is there hope? If you are a believer in Jesus, if you believe, yes, there is hope. And that hope is in the fact that God, and we'll talk about this in the message next week and explain it thoroughly, but man has sinned and we therefore live in brokenness and in a broken world. You say, well, I had nothing to do with Adam's choice. I had nothing to do with what Eve did. Well, we all have chosen. Because this virus has infected us all. It is toxic in the planet. And the futility, nothing can change it. Medicine can't change it. Science can't change it. Ecology and movements, you know, limiting fossil fuels. I mean, we ought to be good stewards of the creation that God has given us. But none of those things will change the futility. It's all futile. Every human effort is futile. And empty, but God has a plan. And here's the plan. God has chosen to redeem our suffering. Redemption. Redemption of these mortal, decaying bodies. Redemption even of the world. One day, there will be a new heavens and a new earth. One day, Christ will reign, and we will see the King in His glory. We will be redeemed. People say, well, does God heal today? Of course He heals today. Of course God heals. God's not gotten older and can't do what He used to do. He's still powerful. He's still mighty. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But sometimes we're frustrated when the healing doesn't come and our loved one dies. We prayed, and or maybe it's you and you're suffering and the cancer won't go away. Your loved one doesn't ever seem to come back to God. You pray and you pray and you pray and there's nothing. And it's true, sometimes the healing and the help doesn't come on our schedule. But there is an ultimate healing, and that's what this is talking about. When God redeems, there's redemption of the body. You see, there are three stanzas, if you will, in your story of salvation. There's the fact that we have been saved, that's justification. We talked a lot about that in Romans. We are justified by faith. This happens now. Our right standing before God. So I can say, and you can say if you know Christ, I am saved. But we are also being saved in the sense of sanctification. It doesn't end with those first steps of redemption and salvation, but we're becoming more and more like Christ. This is what Romans 8, this is what we're talking about in these days, how He is making us more Christ-like and more godly, and this is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and the Spirit of God is redeeming us and helping us in the midst of our groaning. And yes, we're going to see in the next message that not only does creation groan, but we groan, Christians groan, and then the Holy Spirit groans within us. And did you know that the Holy Spirit is your prayer partner? Praying for you when you don't even know how to pray or what to say. So we are being saved. But one day, and one day soon, Christ is coming and we will be glorified. We'll be given brand new bodies, a brand new life, not subject to futility, not subject to this flesh, Don't you just sometimes get tired of dealing with yourself and your flesh and the temptations and the challenges that come by being on this planet, and you're thinking, God, why am I not getting better? Why am I not becoming more like Christ? And it's happening, but it's happening a lot slowly, more slowly than you think. Well, then the flesh will be hung up and we will be given new bodies and new life and no more sin and no more sorrow and no more suffering. And so through tears today, we see that triumph. We look beyond the pain and we see the glory. Because one day, the sufferings of this present time, whatever you're going through, it won't even compare. Just a scintilla of a little bit to the glory that you will experience standing whole and complete before Jesus. That's how we look at the world, through the eyes and the love of God. That's the message we bring to a broken world, to a bad news world. We bring this good news, this message of hope. I want to spend, and I believe you do too as well, I want to spend the rest of my days bringing hope to people. And that hope is in Christ and Christ alone. And that hope can be yours. If you're groaning, if you're struggling, if you're suffering, come to Jesus for the miracle. The greatest miracle of all is when he redeems you from the inside out and prepares you for the day that you will stand in his presence. So would you bow with me in prayer, every head bowed and every eye closed. Today I want to give you the opportunity to respond in faith to the message of hope in Jesus Christ. Do you know that you're going to heaven? If so, in what are you trusting? If you're trusting in your works or your good deeds or your best efforts, never going to make it. Our good is not good enough. We can never achieve salvation because salvation is not a goal to be achieved, but a grace to be received. And so you can know and trust in Christ. These things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. You say, can you even know such a thing? Yes, that's the good news. You can know, you can settle this. And you, rather than futility and emptiness and vanity in your life, just no purpose, no real direction, and no sense of destiny in your life, you can be born again. You can be brought into the family of God by faith in Jesus Christ. He died for you on the cross. You see, that's what God did. God suffered for you. God stepped into your suffering and the suffering of this world. And he took the pain. And he took the sin. And he took the shame. And he took the death. And he died. But hallelujah, he rose again. And he turns every hurt into a hallelujah through the empty tomb. And if you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. So pray right where you are. Lord Jesus, I believe and trust in you. Watching on that screen, wherever you are, right here on site, listening to me right now, just pray, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I repent of my sins. I turn from my way of living, and Lord, I trust in you. Lord, forgive me and change me and make me your child. Help me to know that I'm saved, that I may live in the certainty and the security that one day you're coming for me, that I will be with you forever. Just say, Jesus, come into my life. Be my Savior, my Master, my Lord, my friend. There are others, your prayer is for a church home and a church family. And you've been asking God to lead you, and God has led you to Prestonwood, and we're going to receive new members today as we do each week during this time of invitation. And if you want to be a member of this church and on mission, we're not looking for mere joiners. But if you want to be a member that is a on mission for Christ and with your church to take this message to the world, this message of hope in a hopeless world, then come and join with us today. Unite with us, ignite with us in the power of God's Spirit. If you want to come and kneel and pray and rededicate your life or talk to a minister, you just haven't been living for Jesus. You haven't been serving him, and you want to rededicate your life. You want to say, Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to give my life back to you the way it ought to be. You come as well. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for this worship today. Just your presence is just filling this place. Your Spirit is here. So draw unto yourself those who are believing and receiving you. Add to your church. Bless your people. We renew and restore our hearts to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for worship at Prestonwood. As you heard earlier, if you made a decision for Christ, please text Jesus to 74788. We would love to connect with you and give you these great resources to help you grow in your faith. One is a New Believer's Bible with helpful notes to help you study God's Word. The other is a book by Pastor Jack Graham on the next steps to take as you pursue this new life in Christ. As we close, I'd like to thank you for your faithful giving to support Prestonwood and the work God is doing through our ministries. If you would like to give, text the word GIVE to 74788 or visit prestonwood.org/give. It's been a joy worshiping with you, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.